Watch, California teens ransack gas station leaving manager with big loss. By Amy Furr on March 26, 2026. A group of young people ransacked a gas station in Sacramento, California. On March 19, leaving its manager and an employee in disbelief and suffering financial losses. The incident happened at the Chevron gas station at Power Inn Road and Folsom Boulevard when the group rushed into the store, threw items, tore aisles apart, and stole merchandise, KCRA reported Sunday. Manager Shay Leschan said they were grabbing whatever they could get their hands on in the one employee working that evening. Satish Chandra called the police around 8 p.m. but officers never arrived at the scene. The Sacramento Police Department stated that at the time of the call, officers were responding to a related disturbance involving juveniles in the 200 block of Bicentennial Circle. The department noted that the caller at the Chevron did not expect to be contacted by police, the outlet stated. Video footage shows the group of young people, which appeared to be made up mostly of males, throwing packages of food at the front counter and snatching items before exiting the store. Fox 40 referred to it as a teen takeover that was caught on security cameras. Chon said his shop was forced to replace its door twice in the past 6 months, adding, "People who do all these things, they tend to be hostile. Also aggressive, because they can be, like, throwing things in here." California has been no stranger to groups targeting small businesses, leaving them to clean up the mess and take the financial hit. In June, leftists rioting and protesting against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, operations looted stores in Los Angeles. One of the most disturbing cases happened months later when an 88-year-old jewelry store owner in San Jose suffered a stroke as a mob destroyed his business, per Breitbart News. Earlier this year, thieves hit a shop in West Los Angeles, taking approximately $300,000 in Pokemon cards. Meanwhile, Chon wants people to be held accountable because the recent incident has hurt his business. "We are down on gas sales right now. Now, our hope is merchandise, and we are having a loss. A big loss of merchandise in this way," he explained.